Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
okay, wonderful. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio, Cosmic Philosopher. My name is Tim Aldred. Author of the book, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never a Sinner, Who Put People on Earth, 6 Steps to Religious Freedom. I thank you for tuning in, as you've always done, and if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome aboard. This is the most sophisticated, sacred show, a place to hear pure civilized talk, to enlighten humans who are born and raised up on this planet and are only concerned with civilized existence, of which it's too much confusion is here to make it easy, preventing it from being easy to develop, born and raised into civilized view of the world. It's very, very hard today, based on what has transpired in the foregone ancestry experience. So it takes something special, special consciousness to become, to realize what's going on in the minds of people as you go about from place to place and, you know, live your life. So today it's a privilege for me to sit here, and I'm growing in my understanding and my knowledge, understanding and wisdom of the nature that brings life and the creation of us hybrid people. It takes a long time. I mean, the phases of my life is, the first phase of my life is the church phase, where my parents were Christians. And that lasts for a good half a century, where my head did not really see the light of civilization. So the church, Christianity, is really what substitute for history to tell us really where we are coming from. The church took the place of the civilized knowledge that we were supposed to have and give us Christmas, Easter, and a Jesus. And none of these things, I come to find out, not true. If you today are pondering about your existence, if you don't know what your sexual orientation is, come and listen right here. Because if you spend all your life buried up with what your sexual orientation is, the only way to find out your sexual orientation is to come to know prehistory, beginning of civilization. There's just no way you're going to know yourself, and especially if you're confused about the primary thing about your life is your sexuality. It's not a joke. So instead of living your life in confusion, you don't have to, like, listen no more. Just think about what I say. Prehistory is like your birth certificate, where you're born from fleshy parents. And it tells you when you were born and who are your parents, where you were born, and such the like. Well, prehistory prehistory is the major understanding of your existence. You can't go further than that, right? So you have the macrocosm and the microcosm, right? So your birth certificate is like the microcosm. You see, the macrocosm is the bigger picture of something that is similar when it comes to your existence, your origin. So if you now are taken up with church and stuff like I did, and once you're brought up into church, it's a few people begin to sense something ain't right about the church. They still don't know where to go. They don't have any knowledge opening to let them start thinking a different direction. So I'm saying to you, if you have any kind of confusion about yourself, what is going to really get rid of it is if you read the history that tells you where humanity began to develop in time past. You don't have anything in the present that is going to get rid of your confusion unless you are into a source of knowledge that tells you the truth about the past, because the present doesn't have anything except the history of the past to enlighten us, come along in our time. And as you know, people have begun to come and go in the world since human civilization was brought to the earth. Humanity began first as uncivilized, ape-like creatures. Human-like creatures, yeah, began to walk upright, but that's millions of years ago. And they were hominid who never spoke. And they never spoke at all, naturally. But later on, they spoke, but not by natural progression or human development. They never spoke by natural development. And the means by which hominid turned Homo erectus, the means by which they speak, destroy the civilized world. I'm telling you, that's a fact. If you want to come into the right knowledge, where nobody today has an input into who you are, nobody, because it all happened before AD Anno Domini. It all happens before Christ. So who do you think can lecture you and tell you what is the truth except the source of prehistory that academic consultant and teachers reviewers set their seal to say prehistory is real history. Bible, no matter what Bible, whether it's the Quran or the Christian Holy Bible or the subgroup scripture for the Muslims is the Sharia law. You read the Sharia law book and you will know that, you know, you're going to find out that something is screwed up with this system, governmental system that we are in, because the governmental system is what controls all of the Christian of subgroups. Christianity is the kingdom of evil, right? The Bible, the Christianity, it is the kingdom of evil, and Christianity is made up of three entities. Okay, and that's Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. They are all one and the same, but are divided up. And then they represent a figure that is a triad. Christianity is a triad of three entities, and below the three entities are their subgroups underneath them, and you have several subgroups below the kingdom entity of evil. So if you're going to a Christian church, any one of these Christian churches, the top ones is Christianity and so forth and so on. And they all have their subgroups underneath them. Any one of them you go into, anything that's touched Christianity, it's sewage. It's not for your brain. Because there's no civilization into those entities, in beginning with the three entities. There's no civilization in them. Now, I wouldn't have any reason to turn against the church and condemn the church, all of them, because they are not pertaining to the civilized before Christ world. You get what I'm saying? So no matter what you see going on here, if you are someone out there struggling with yourself and all the, but your struggle, if you identify that you did not read any world history textbook, you don't read Sumerian history of times before the flood, because you probably know about the flood, but what else do you know, right? Well, it is that time in the past where the world was the same, where you have night and day, and people usually go to rest at night and wake up when daylight. But you know, you have some industrial operation where a lot of people work at night and go sleep at day and come back again. That's the shift they have. All right, but generally none of those things change the way the planet is set up to function. So the planet is remained from the past till the present, night and day, right? You set your clock, and your clock is going to tell you what time of day it is. 24 hours make a day on the planet Earth. There are a lot of confusion about creation of the world by the Christian Bible. And the Christian Bible hold turf, right? And Islam follow after that, and Judaism. And it is all uncivilized arrangement. So you are not going to hear the truth from none of these institutions. None of them will tell you exactly what's wrong with you, why you are going through torment, and a lot of people commit suicide even after they are exposed to these Christian entities. So a way to draw the line and to cleave yourself from foolishness is to read prehistory. That's my good advice to you. Begin to read prehistory. And then you won't be able to, you won't have no prejudice against nobody at all or what anybody is saying, because you're going to read the truth as long as you are able to read enough to understand that. You don't lean on anybody else's understanding. You lean on your own understanding, the way you read and interpret words, the way you learn to read to interpret stuff. You cannot go wrong. And then you will have enough power. You will have enough confidence in the knowledge you have from reading. You know, you can't go read and make up your own story. You're going to read and lean on that understanding you have of what you read. Hey, I don't have anything better to tell you, but you won't want to commit suicide when you know the truth. You will find the way of happiness. You know, if there is happiness, you will find it when you know the truth. All right. Let me say this about my experience. My experience is the church was the first exposure to understanding the world around me. It is Christianity. Based on what history tells me, What happened since Christ is introduced to the world? There's a lot of, it's all evil, all evil. Sodomy become natural. And there are a lot of people who don't like the way this era, the AD era, is existing. A lot of people don't like it because they can't find peace of mind. They can't see the light of day. It's all nighttime under AD Anno Domini. And therefore, I hardly have real good friends. Because since I come to read and understand that, oh, sometimes you see a piece of knowledge that lightens up and show you a mural between before Christ and when there is Christ. AD Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. Now, it's kind of funny, what really put us at in a state of mind to not understand the civilized world and what it is. What we learn in the Bible, in church, when I say church, I mean any one of these institutions that talk about a monotheism God and talk about a six-day creation and a one-day rest, Sabbath rest. Those type of information damage our brain cerebellum. And it's these two elements of the brain, right? And if you don't if you don't understand that, if you do not understand that, you probably commit suicide someday because you'll find unrest so oppressing your soul, your spirit down. And, there is a pressure energy around that if your mind is going a certain way, you may wake up and feeling all right today, this morning, or maybe go to your bed and wake up and your mind is in turmoil. And you could find, by having relationship with other people and the kind of trajectory that you're thinking in, from day to day, if you don't have a consciousness of sanity and hold on to a concept that generate positive life for you every day, you could find yourself so depressed. You see? I have a friend of mine, and we have been talking maybe about 2 years or so. And the friend is very educated. I think he is a computer scientist or something like that. But he's very learned. And I don't have his level of education. I can tell you that. But listen, my friend is so confused. And you see, once you are confused from your growing up in your home and stuff like that, which is a common thing to happen because I grew up in a confused home. Although I cannot say there was not peace and contentment in my home, but it's a level of peace and contentment that is rest on the delusion. The church, You are under a delusion when you're into a church that claim to convert you to Christianity. You're just not in the civilized mind at all. Not yet. And you may be an African person and you don't even know why you are hybrid to the tense. Right? So what I'm saying now is that if you do not get to read the history that tells you who you are, and that would be prehistory before the flood, if you don't read that, you are going to be forever stumbling in your head and can't develop the view, the knowledge that show you the mural of the civilized world that has been set up on earth long time ago. Telling you about my friend is, you know, began to tell me that he's troubled with depression. Why is my friend, and I think I am probably a little older than my friend, why is he depressed? And I mean, he doesn't tell me. I never like get into, you know, like a little knowledge that I could diagnose off what he says. So now I will have to like give him diagnosis by what conversations that we have had, right? We both argue above the average level. And I have found out, I know he must have, he has found out something about me. And I found out something about him. Granted, I'm telling you, like about 2 years or so, we are talking, or about that, or a little bit more. I am open, and anybody can prove that I am someone that you can take and tear me apart if you like, because I will not dodge. If you touch a button that, you know, concerning me, and I look, I don't dodge from anything anybody say. I judge it. I analyze it. You know why? I get to a point in my life where I'm not afraid of anything. I am not afraid of being convicted by my own thoughts or by the thoughts and observation of someone else. I don't run from it. I do a lot of tearing down of the negatives about me that I know that's where I began to think, really, is to like tear down the things that I don't want inside of me because they are a problem. I purged them out. I did it from the beginning of the changing of my Christian conversion. I tear it all up because I find out earlier on, when I say earlier on, you know, like about maybe 15 or 16 years ago, right? And I find out that the church, the Bible, was not the information that I should be taught. So I began now to, modify my thinking. Because it's not everything I was taught was wrong. No. So whatever is not wrong is counted right. See what I mean? And what I have found to be right has no problem to mingle with what I knew aforetime to be right. So I'm going to merge what I knew and thought still good and morph it together with what I am learning now. So I don't throw away, you know, I mean, hey, you know, if you were poor and you have a little bit of money, I know you get a whole bunch of money. Why, would you separate them? You wouldn't separate it. You put it all together and, had and multiply, right? And then, you know, you have your full total. Well, so am I. I don't throw away what is good, right? I'm going to pick out what is good from among all of the evils that I thought was mingling with what was good. All right. My friend that I'm telling you about, he's not like that. He's not like me. And a lot of things that I am able to deal with, he cannot deal with it. He cannot deal with demand that I'll point out to him. Because the demand that I would point out to somebody as far as their quality reasoning is concerned, coming from what I have learned about myself and what I have been taught. And, you know, I put myself on the wine press, you know, and the process, the pressure of processing what I find is wrong with me. So they call it introspection. If you're able to do introspection on yourself, look, as long as you know what you're doing, you know, your concept is for what is true. And words are what really, it's the toolbox. Words provide the toolbox. Pull down and rebuild. Words. Well, we're listening to church sermon and all kind of people talking. We ain't get it. We can't get it. If you're feeding off church sermon and all them kind of, you're not going to get it. No. You're not going to get it. If the church as an entity was good and set up to start people where they're supposed to so that they will not rely any church or so, you're in probably a better shape. But I am saying there's no regard for church at all, telling people to believe stuff that don't exist, because the God of the Bible don't exist. It says God is a spirit. How do you get a communication with God of a spirit? That's what the Bible gives you. So it means when you think that you're all right in church, you are only being used by the entity of lies, evil, that you are made to think is good. You don't know anything else. Your parents were Christian, so it's me. Now, will your conscience tell you that your entire, the governance of your thinking or the power that is in you that make you think and do things, it all comes from the grooming you start in your home with your parents. If your parents were misprogrammed of a lot of concepts that are not true, what is going to happen for you to detect that something is wrong with the way you are going about things, your view of the world and the different people in the world? When will you find that out? When you are brought up with parents who don't know nothing about that. Your parents don't know where Kalinda come from. Only hear about Kalinda, the Kalindan at the beginning of every year, you have calendar being printed and sent out to you from, you know, January to December, right? And you have date to tell you what month you're in and what day this is and stuff like that. The thing is, we get a wrong start with the church because the church don't care anything about civility. And that will sound strange to you, but what I'm telling is true. And the only way for you to find out if I am telling you the truth, come to realize that the Bible is not a world history textbook. And you may say, what is the difference between the Bible and the world history textbook? Academically speaking, the Bible have too many lies in there, or even if it had one. But the Bible have lies from the very opening chapter of Genesis creation story. The Bible is lying to you. On the first page, the first paragraph, the Bible is lying. That's the kind of world that we are in today. Now, nobody, I don't think I would live long enough for somebody to tell me that. However, there is a bigger life than the one we know about. And what is working behind the scene and what people won't tell you, I assure you, it's in the world history textbook. The things that we need to know, it's in the world history textbook, but we won't even read it. Why we won't read it? The church. And think about what I'm saying, because we are under a jurisdiction on this planet where we have a calendaral identification, and it's B.C., or BCE. It's, you know, one and the same, just a little different modification to that, but you can live with any one of them, right? BC, BCE. For short, you say BCE, if you don't have to like say BC. You say BC for short. But, you know, instead of saying BCE, right? So you'll find more reference is made to B.C. versus A.D. Anno Domini, right? It's telling us about time that has passed, where the earth rotates and gives us night and day, right? And this has been going on for billions of years, right? So we are not going to know who we are under A.D. Anno Domini because it's old sodomite life. And you probably don't reach a level of knowledge to acknowledge, to identify the facts in what I'm saying. I read the history, it's the reason why I know. And my parents was not expected to tell me anything what I'm telling you today because they didn't know anything. You know, I follow them into the church. And people in the church, progress their spiritual life by feeding on those lies of the Bible. So your brain is attacked when you begin to believe. Because believing is a verb. Start believing. You could be going to the church, I mean, for like, you know, 20 or 30 years. But if you never start believing the lies in the Bible about God is a spirit and God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day and God throw a devil down on earth and all this kind of stuff. And he has a son that he's going to die for your sin and all them kind of thing. Adam and Eve sin and God cursed them. When you believe that curse of Adam and Eve, your brain is nowhere it's supposed to set for you like a clock. Your clock is it has good power to make whether you're, you know, it's not a battery clock, but you have to wind it up to make it work. And sooner than maybe your clock will, when you wind it, full wind, it may work for 2 days or maybe 1 day or 2 days, depends on the ratio of it, right? So this is the thing about we being born on this planet and know what's going on with humanity. That people are not just thinking like lower animals. We make all kind of thing, human being, create all kind of tangible things on planet Earth, right? Technology and all that kind of stuff. Animals, the wisest animals, don't participate in with us into that because they can't read, they don't have dexterity, or they can't write or nothing like that. Although a lot of them are trained, like dogs, can be trained to be very useful and even play police. What I'm trying to say to you is that as human beings, we are classified as civilized humans or uncivilized humans. We got to know. The church remains uncivilized. So the church is never going to tell you about civility. And you think you're civilized. You're going to concert, churches arranging this and arrange all kind of things for women and for men and all that kind of stuff. But all of it is uncivilized. It don't come from civilization. And civilization is actually just sitting in the history books right now. Civilization. Now, it's a little more than that. It's not just sitting, because civilization cannot just sit in a book, because it was something that people learn and affect life from the very beginning of civilization. So civilization is at work, and you're looking at civilization, but it is mixed up and morphed up with uncivilized perception and action. So the only way to know civilization is to read about civilization. Then you can become a part of civilization if you can see and it become your perception. And you say, okay, this is the way I'm to think. This is the way I'm supposed to live my life. Now, you're not pleasing anybody. You're pleasing the powers of the gods who set up civilization on the earth. Neither civilized humans or uncivilized humans. Okay. Wagwan, you doing all right?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm doing a show right now.
there's
no problem about that. I can say hi, hello, say hi there and everything. So we can chat, you know.
Yeah,
all right, cool. I call you. Yeah. Okay, so I am talking and giving you this little background about the civilization of the world. You're not going to learn civilization by the social order that is controlling the world right now with so-called laws and government. Right now, if you read the real history, you will find out that there is no law that's governing people. It's sodomite concept. Sodomite concept has taken over because the people who have authority rule go into dereliction of duty. They hand over, the civilized people hand over uncivilized governing to the white sodomite people. That's what happened. I have the history to prove it. Sounds strange, of course, because like I tell you, my parents was not able to teach me anything. the church that they are under, the church that they are in, that they believe, is what is put there to both damage their brain and their children's. And that's the way it was. It is only that for the church is multifaceted. The entity of the church, they established the church for a purpose, and they have used literature in the church to keep people thinking the way they thought it would, the entire church existence would benefit them, because they want to be kept in the position they are in. It's a fact. So you may think that the church, you know, are looking all parts, that the church may be good, but the church is just like, you are my son, right? And you come of age now and everything like that. And I decided that, you know, we're going to do a racketeering business, because church don't stop you from doing something like that. It's just that the church that I came up in the country, we are in Jamaica at large. A lot of people, by growing up in the church, instead of turning bad, they seek for a more positive life. That's true. But a lot of people that grow up with me in church, you know, they grow up and turn man, and they turn gone loose. I am one of them on living a life that I feel is the better life for me, that the way that I was, you know, grew up and try to be a coach in the church, right? But apart from that, a lot of people get up out of the church and go live their life, because the church, for the most part, they put themselves as God speaking to you. And when you think it is God's word, it's sodomite words. And sodomite is talking to you in the Bible, and you don't know. I will just point out two things to you that are just sodomite, clear sodomite talking in the Bible. They call it codes. People will tell you the Bible full of codes. That's true. But to know what the code really is, the codes are things that we believe deep down in our hearts that have no business of entry in your mind or your heart, right? And that is the two main characters in the Bible that affects our sexuality and everything about us, hurt our anatomic humanity, God as creator, and Jesus Christ his son, and Adam and Eve affects us, yes, but in a different way, and it's different because Adam and Eve are codes as well, because they're not representing Adam and Eve like it is a real thing. Adam and Eve is a real thing, but the way they present it, it is unreal, because they are using a basis or a foundation that is untrue. You see, they know what the real history says about Adam and Eve, but they're not writing what is real. All right. So come back now to code of sodomy in the Bible. Begins with God. The God that we believe in and who we pray to as Christians. Okay? Jesus, the begotten of God the Father, is also a sodomite character. Because nothing about that spirit God is true. nothing about the Son that is begotten of the Father is true. That's impossible. And when you take that up with civilized history and what is human creation, there are books. There are the history of civilization began in South Africa. That's where civilization starts, by with the gods. And when you say gods, it's kind of funny because a lot of time now when you say God or gods, you know, a lot of people think of a spirit that you can't see or angels that you can't see. And that's a problem. That is a problem with people who get drawn into Christianity because we're accustomed to this God who is a spirit. Right. Well, there is no such presentation in the history of the past about a spirit God. Moreover, that eliminates a son of God because no such God exists in any writings of prehistory. That is something that people are supposed to know. So we are affected in such a way where every day we get up and live under the sodomite concept of a world, the world that they decide to create psychologically. That's what they have created. That's the reason why we feel good about Christmas and the meaning of Christmas, about Jesus, where not even the shadow of Jesus ever appear. And that means character of Jesus cannot be true, right? Because the character of Jesus that they are talking about, it's a fiction. It's a legend. And they are writing that legend from a real individual that they don't want to recognize to the world because they have reason. It's history about stuff that will kind of like put you away to go sleep and wake and try to think about it. You don't know about it yet, so you have to analyze things based on what you are taught. And then you will never get the right results like that. You've got to know before the truth itself. And that is prehistory. It's not the Bible. So I'm telling you, in the Bible that we think is a divine word of God and that you pray and hope in or by, God is a homosexual character. And so is his son, Jesus Christ. How do I prove that to you? I prove that to you because history doesn't say nothing about them. There's no history at all. Prehistory, where academic consultants and teacher reviewers will tell you that human history is a fact of real history, not the Bible. Bible is made up on so-called inspiration. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't handle it. God threw a devil down? You catch that by saying, why would God cast a devil down? And that's one of the things I thought about before I really realized a lot of things. That popped up into my mind. Why would God throw a devil down on earth when there are so many planets out there to send him and exile him to? Why earth where he, if you're going to plant a field, you go there and clean up the place and plow it up and things like that before you plant, right? You know, you don't go there and plant, you know, into thickets of bush. You clean up the place and fix it up good and, you know, manure the place and make it fertile and before you plant it up. Right. So why would God throw a devil down from the heaven, from the sky, on earth, where he's just starting out in a place we don't know, but according to the people who write the Bible, let it be their prerogative to solve the problem. All we know, what they're writing don't make no sense of whatsoever. To say, just show you Who is writing the Bible? And when I tell you about these white people are as proprietor of the Bible, and if you take the Bible for reality and something that you are to place your belief and trust and faith in, I'm showing you right up front. You're reading that stuff about God. When you read in Proverbs what they say about God, it just don't match up with what New Testament is saying. And New Testament must fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament. It doesn't happen. No prophecy is fulfilled in the New Testament of the Son Jesus Christ that's supposed to come and be a king and rule in peace and bless people and all that. No, because you have Jesus in the New Testament, say, well, then him no come for do that. Now, they smother our mind with all kind of double talk, because they will say, well, you don't understand this, you know, according to them, the word of God, because they are spiritually discerned. Listen, spirituality in a spiritual context is the historic meaning, is real. We talk about spiritually discerning, because guess what? The Bible doesn't speak. It does not speak of soundness of speech in a civilized sense. It is telling you about soundness of speech when you are drunk. That's what it says. 1 Corinthians 2 will tell you that chapter, go on up to like 13, 14. Verses. And it will tell you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of the Bible because they are spiritually designed. How can your mind talk to a psychologist or something like that? How can your mind be so altered where you in the civilized sense or in the psychological workings of your body? Your body has so much time relays that it must keep to make everything work out just fine with your development. How could those operations be unnatural in their function? How can your mind work unnaturally and you understand more brilliantly what words are saying in the Bible? No, the words are not speaking louder in Bible than it's speaking anything else. Words are words, and they are going to carry information by the same principle. Why a Bible is going to tell a believing person, a believing, not knowledge person, but believing. And if you understand what believe is a verb, is an action you do in your mind or in your action. When you believe something, why do you commit an act like that? Write a whole bunch of nonsense and tell somebody, and they say, well, I don't understand that. I don't believe that. And they are telling you, yeah, it is true. And, you know, you think about it, and you will find out it is true. And that's what they're telling you, right? That you must be psychologically off the frequency, and you understand the Bible better. Now, if you think that cohesion is in church, the churches that are started from three institutions and develop into like thousands and thousands of branches. Now, what about the pastors who are, for he gave some apostles, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists for the perfecting of the saints. Do you think church as a whole is perfected? Because according to 1 Corinthians, I think 11 chapter, it talks about everybody have the same spirit and must be one. Now, do you get that on this planet when it comes to church? Are people cohesive and taking care of each other? Aren't the Muslim killing each other? Aren't Christian killing each other? And Judaism? It's all lies and all that kind of thing that when you go into, you can't, you know, you can't join all of them. You have to join one, right? And how they're using the same Bible as an authority. And there is so much, and when Christ is supposed to come and set things together, Christ refused. St. John 6:15 tell you that. Jesus never wanted to become no king. He went and hid himself so that people would not make him a king. Now, they just throw that in there because not Nagasa. But they're trying to provide something anyway. Now, if they had done that all over the Bible, then, you know, we would probably have a harder time to find out that the Bible is just a trick. All right. So now I'm telling you, the two codes in the Bible is God and Jesus. The biggest codes that drive people nuts from the time you believe in God or the Bible. Your brain will never open up easily to read real history about your reality, the way you were created. Now, how much does the Bible explain and tell you who you are? It can't even tell you where Adam and Eve were created and placed in a garden called Eden. It doesn't tell you that. Clearly, the reason why the Bible writers, Europeans, are writing about God as a creator, it is because they interbreed with the Africans who are Homo sapiens. And the two subgroup, they interbreed after they live up in Europe 1.5 million years, put together with 2 million years prior. That make it 3.5 million years that they exist as ape-like, the first ape-like humans, who are the first humanoid. And they never spoke till after 3.5 million years. And you will have to know the history that tells you how they come to read and write and know things. And you go and search for the entire 3.5 million years. White people never speak a civilized word. You research and see if I am lying to you, okay? And everything I sit here and tell you, that they are Sodomite culture. They are Yamnaya culture because they interbreed. That's the name that they get, since they interbreed with Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens. Homo sapiens is the perfect civilized human, and many groups, right, or subgroups that are classified as ethnic people. That's where the truth is. So when I tell you that the Bible is under the code and I heard that a while before I come to the level of consciousness to read and understand it. This is where I become satisfied with what I have learned in prehistory. My friend, there is nothing to top prehistory. Before the flood, Sumerian, there's nothing to top the truth about civilization and human being itself. And what I'm trying to tell you that the world is full of people like now, billions of people, but you will have to go back to the beginning where life started. Otherwise, you're looking at fog and a whole bunch of foolishness that people are talking. Yeah, I mean, if I am talking foolishness here today, anybody can summarily, I mean, just dump me somewhere by saying a few words. But there's nobody to say millions or billions of words and, you know, push me off the frequency that I'm talking on. Because I'm talking after, you know, a lot of years
of thinking and looking at the world and trying to find out and get to the point where my little reading that I can do and understanding of words brought me, because I pursue to understand more and more, right? So I cannot get into a lot of things, but I can get into historic things, right? And by so doing, because history is a record of the past, nothing else. That's right. Anybody with any kind of education, and in physics and this and all them kind of stuff, I cannot tell them, I cannot, you know, argue with the results of what science says as long as it is for real, right? And I am not into white people science and result and them running a government. Right now, they need to be kicked out. You see, African people are in a state where they need to find out about themselves. Because since I begin to read and you know, and take up the Bible seriously for what it says, and come into the Atrahasis text of the Sumerian, Babylonian, and Assyrian history, you know, as soon as I get deep down enough, then these white people don't stand on no civilized footing, because they don't accept civility. I know. They seek to use, you know, like the four legs of civility. But they ain't going, you know, they're not going, you know, anywhere with it. They just want to use it. They're, you know, because they don't have any four legs for what they're saying. Their concept don't have the four legs. But if they take up the four legs of civilization, they can accomplish a lot of things. You see what I mean? And that's what they are doing. Go into the history and find out where they're coming from. That was my problem. I couldn't find out where they come from. But I find out now. And find out, why is Africa not ruling the world? You see what I mean? Why? We will come to that time when they will have to give account for that. It is not right for African people to be living the way they do, because it's wrong. And why these sodomite, honest fucking idiots are running the world and using our wealth to do all kind of, you know, us dead and comfort with it. And we are barred away from knowing what the truth is about ourselves, because they found out a way to do that and give us the church and all this kind of stuff. And write all these old bunch of nasty, uncivilized stuff about a God begot a son. And they can't show, they talk about Latin and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they say Latin tells you in the year of our Lord. And that doesn't exist anywhere. So they can talk about Latin meaning the year of our Lord, and they are using that to rule, but they won't tell you the other things that they are supposed to talk about, because they cannot afford to give us material answers where it is needed. Like Adam and Eve, where what geography were they created and put to develop? They cannot tell you that. And they won't tell you where civilizations begin. They know where, but they don't care about that. They say something else. Why they burn down the library in Alexandria? Why? How can we have people that do so many crimes on earth? They come out of Europe, and now they take over everywhere African people are on the planet. and the World History textbook tells you that it is 200,000 years ago, the African hybrid people were creating Africa. That's what the World History textbook says, right? And it says, 100,000 years ago, some of us began to migrate out of Africa and to settle outside of Africa. That's what the World History textbook say. Not your Sankey book, okay? Not your New Testament, no. Not your Old Testament, not your Spirit God. Don't say none of that. He don't tell us about what we do since we were created. It is only telling us about that Adam and Eve sin. And you read for real, you don't find that to be true, not even in the Old Testament and New Testament put together. You will not find any of that to be true. Because any of that to be true, you need to find the precedents in the Old Testament, and there's none. So they're telling you that God begot a son. You look up the word begot. Is that Latin? Whatever it is, but begot is transcribed into English. And you cannot find a man begotten a son without a woman. Nowhere, in no form, whether in the spirit world or not. If man, male, character mean anything, right? It has to be the same thing. It can't work differently, otherwise language would be confused. You see that? So what I am saying to you, it's not fair for African people to be in a state where these faggots decide that they're going to take over the world and that's it. Now, if we had made up civility ourselves, it would be a different story. But we were created. Okay? And the history book tell us where these white people are coming from. We have a chronological account of them. They don't business. They never civilized one day. They breach their own species to interbreed with Homo sapiens. And there are two subgroups. They come and fuck the two subgroups of Homo sapiens. That's the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens. Those white people, hominid, develop to Homo erectus, they came and raped these two subgroups and infect their blood. In doing so, they get offspring that talk. This is what got the world where it's at, and they turn around and write a Bible and put the codes in there, right, about a talking serpent. And it's the talking serpent that caused the hybrid African people to fall from grace. God make them holy, but they fall. All of that is sewage. They write a Bible that not even a first grader say that is history. So therefore, you're reading the Bible, and, you know, that's where I find even Jesus, the biggest liar, but they don't put a lot of, lies in what they say about Jesus. And you'd have to read with context and know that when you read St. John's, and Jesus is talking a lot of things in St. John and, you know, relate, like, Jesus was a good man, and like the scribes and Pharisees, they go to him to talk to him all the time and to trick him in his talk, trick, you know, to lay snare for him, you know, and Jesus, what Jesus answers always be. Those things are not true. These are sodomite writing. You see? So the point is for me to come and notice who is alive right now that can call me. 347-850-1358. Who do you think can call me and sit in on your phone and let us listen to them say insanity in a sane, sober mind what the history says, contrary to what I am saying? How did God begot a son? Well, God was alone by himself. You go into Proverbs, and it begins to tell you way back in time. Where it was only God alone out there. There was nothing else, I guess, but the planet never exists as far as the Bible is concerned. No planetary body exists. Okay. God, you know, what do you call him? Askew or something. You know, God was all by himself and decided he's going to create a son. Imagine that. How did God create a son? Can you see through that? But that's what these sodomite white people wrote. And I tell you what, they become sane, higher, you know, to a higher ground. They can talk now, right? But how did they talk? If it hadn't been for the creation of the hybrid ethnic people, white people would still not talk. Because if they were going to talk naturally as a species, they would have talked long time ago. Now, the fact is, you might would say, well, there is no way to get rid of these white people. Well, I just got rid of them. I mean, it didn't just happen, but I got rid of them long time. It's going to take people some time to realize that there is no reason for these white people for us to sit back and let them do what they are doing. We don't have a reason to. If we didn't have people to find out what they did and to look why Africa went into exile and don't care about the people that they are to care for, something happened. Something happened. And they are the cause of it, why they write a Bible and talk about talking serpents. Ask them, why are they Yamnaya culture? And see what they tell you. They're all over the place. In the world, it's a textbook, and they think that nobody will find out what they have been and who they are. And they call themselves all kind of different names and stuff like that. The time is now for people, I say, go and read your history. That's all you need to do. Get out of the Bible, because the Bible is more corrupt and too much clear nonsense. Vivid nonsense that we are reading. God, have we come to know that the Bible says God and his son Jesus Christ make heaven and earth? Do you know that? Do you know that's what the Bible says? And that the proper understanding of the Bible, I mean, now, if you can tell me that I am not understanding the word of God because they are spiritually discerned. Well, look here. My mind is not unnatural. But I am certain that what I am saying doesn't come from a natural mind. It does not. I didn't know these things. Men follow a star to go to a baby. Those were the days when my mind was unnatural, because I believed those things. So when you were believing and you're not having knowledge, your mind is really unnatural when you are believing something you don't know. But when you get knowledge, there is no more unnatural function of your brain, because you're seeing things the right way. Your mind cannot function unnatural, and you get anything right. But that's what they tell you in 1 Corinthians 2. And talk about, they speak the mystery of God. They speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. And it sounds like it's all right, right? But linguistically, that doesn't make any sense. Because if I come talking to you mysterious things, how will you understand me? Well, that's what you're hearing in church. They turn the truth around. You see what I mean? That's what they do, and that's what we do. I mean, millions and billions of people have done since the past 2,000 years or 2,600 years. The only thing, it comes down to the point that where they feel like African people don't own anything. It's them who own it. Well, I tell you what, they're going to fuck a lot of ass from now on, more than they used to then. Because you know what? They're not going to stay in our territories, in our jurisdiction. Because you know what? It is kingship, is government on planet, civilized government on earth. It's not AD and Adam and shit. Okay? That's not the government on planet earth. And therefore, all of the bombs and stuff like that they have, you know, go into Syria and the Russian man, all of them together, need pack up and go back into Europe where they come from. But they have their Yamnaya culture, wisdom and knowledge and this. Stealing of the secrets of the gods. He gave to King Priest, the astronomers from way back in time. They come to take over everything, man. Okay? And when they get the F5 tornadoes that, you know, destroy like Kentucky up there, right? Like 200 miles. Of destruction. They behave like it's not anything. It's their presence. The gods is getting rid of, if you don't know. And you African people out there, you don't know yourself because they got you into the church. Look from when they got you into the church, when they came to America. And they said it's the God of the Bible tell them to come here and kill you off. Kill us. And take control. That's what they say. We should have developed past this level of experience. We should have gone far. No, but they have us in a university, college, and everything like that. I mean, all these fucking sodomites get there. Yamnaya education. That's what they get. You see what I mean? And they are not doing anything to pacify African people. It's ours. It's not theirs. But we can't get it from them unless we read the history and know what the power is. What the government is. And those who are running in to go get a job from them in the Senate of Washington, you are uncivilized for doing that. If nothing in the Bible proves true about a God who cast a devil from heaven, and that this God and Christ create the heavens and the earth, You know, it's depressing to look at those things that you cannot decipher using a sober mind. So therefore, they know to put us in a frame of mind where they will forever be in power. But it's not going to happen if we find out. You know what I mean? When people find out, and those who are more than qualified to be a king and run a government, we have more than people that are competent to do it, and we still keep these white faggot fucking ass. Look, if you don't see what they're doing, just understand. They did not speak a language for 3.5 million years. And the opportunity came when we, 100,000 years ago, some of us leave and settle outside of Africa. At that time, what did the white people do 100,000 years ago when some of us were migrating out of Africa? What do you know they were doing at that time? They could not speak. They was making stone tools 100,000 years ago. I mean, we have quite, that is like way back in the polytheistic, Neolithic, the Neolithic times, from way back, you know, even further back, maybe like the Paleolithic time, right? It's a long time. That they up in Europe 1.5 million years, put with 2 million years prior to that, when they were migrating out of Africa, that was at the 2 million mark that they were existing and only making stone tools. But they made the primitive type of stone tools. When they turn Homo erectus, they start to make larger, varied stone tools. They improve. Well, that's when they go and fuck the Neanderthals. And they died out. After they get all of their talking generation out of them, look at the way they are. They're still sodomite, that they don't know to even protect, I mean, the civilized people that they were fucking. Okay? That's right. Now, had we here today know exactly what happened, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, the guy who had the ship who wanted to carry everybody back to Africa, why did Marcus Garvey wanted to carry everybody back to Africa? He just didn't understand what the situation is, and was reacting to what his parents would have told him, right? But no need to depreciate those guys that went ahead and was, you know, trying to rebel against the system. But look, they came and began to say something after these bastard sodomites who now are able to speak because they fuck our ancestors who are hybrid. When they fuck the Neanderthals, they couldn't make them talk because Neanderthal did not speak a language. But they are the third development of humanity anyway. So whichever way you take it, these white people come in and defile third level of human development. Okay? And the book tells you that they are humid species, and they are the ones that develop into Homo erectus. Okay? So they add a little more knowledge than their earlier predecessors, but they still have their flat face, the ape-like looks. They walk upright, all right, yeah. But they could make some tools. So, you know, they're human-like. But the thing is, they were not going anywhere. Now, if they were civilized, open your eye. Open your inner eye and look through your outer eyes. If these white people were civilized before we were created 200,000 years ago, by the time it gets down to where we are leaving Africa, the last 100,000 years, what would we see in the world? Instead of it took the Bronze Age where the Africans begin to make iron, bronze, Iron Age. It is us. They would have the Iron Age, I mean, millions of years ago, you know what I mean? They would have brought in civilized manifestation. What did these white people bring in? They are behaving now like they are the ones that are the inventor of everything, right? Right? And that they are the one who work for what they have, right? And they are the gods that everybody is supposed to worship. They want everybody to worship. But you must come under and submit to the Sodomite culture. That's what the Bible is all about. That you are to be a Sodomite person. Because everything that they are writing about Jesus and God are lies. So this is what they want for themselves. You see what I mean? Now, I'm asking the question, what did they establish 100,000 years ago? They didn't have established nothing. Okay? Nothing at all. While the World History textbook says that recent evidence show that the Homo sapiens leave Africa and go out to settle outside of Africa. Now, 100,000 years up right now. All right. What happened within this 100,000 years? They first interbreed with the Homo sapiens, because they had interbreed with the Neanderthal already within that time. Within the time that total up to 1.5 million years ago. Yes, when they were just leaving out of Africa into Europe. The Neanderthal, the Homo sapien came about 250,000 years, right? And 250,000 years. And we are created 200,000 years ago, right? So you have a 50,000 years that we are dealing with here, all right? So 150,000 years, 150,000 years, and another 50 would make it 2,000 years. All right, so the Neanderthal would come in since 250,000 years. So now we leave. They interbreed with the Neanderthals, you know, during that 50,000 period that would make us be when we are just creating. When we were just creating by the Elohim, that would make 200,000 years ago. it's about like 50, 40,000 years, they were interbreeding with the Neanderthals, if you see what I'm talking about. So they didn't have anybody else, or if they were interbreeding with each other, they weren't going anywhere, right? Because they don't have they would not go out of their second development of humanity. No matter how they interbreed with themselves, they're not growing any further, right? Or even whatever they increase to, they wouldn't speak, they wouldn't have anything. So this is this is the history that we are looking at. And if we are here and we cannot understand, history tells us, anybody can sacrifice you. You know, cut off your head like you're, something. That's right, because you don't have the legal jurisdiction to be protected. And that's what they do. Since they come and they can talk, they get the ability to speak because of us. Because they were around, all that time, almost 3 million years before it happened when they begin to interbreed. So they defile the third development of humanity in the Homo sapien Neanderthals. We are two subgroups, Neanderthals of the Homo sapien and the Homo sapien hybrid people. The ethnic people, that is the creation. You mean we can't understand that? We don't understand that? And understand that it is civilization that brings government here? Look for the government of these white people. Look and see if they have any within the timeline. That's the jurisdiction. Come before me and tell me that the space is there for these people who has nothing to show, muteness, and they want to tell you who make Greek and who are Romans and all this kind of stuff. Not Nagasa. Not Nagasa. There is nobody else on planet Earth. No Dinazafana, nobody else. The world is the textbook. Don't leave anything out. And if what is in there in the world is a textbook, no. If it were not true, they would make sure deface it long time ago. Anything you see in the world is a textbook today. You can, as far as certain information that even them know that, don't fool around with that. Things that favors the African people in the world history textbook. It is immovable. They can't do nothing to it. Now, the things that, those are the things we're supposed to see. Government. It's king rule. They don't want nothing to do with king because what? They're guilty of a crime. You see what I mean? So they're talking about democracy. You know, it is one of the weakest thing into their arsenal that any one of us, weakling, can just touch that and that disappear down into the ravine, never to come back up. Democracy. Democracy is one of the weakest thing that they are holding on to. You hear them saying about, they are jeopardizing their democracy. Look at these white people that I'm talking. You know, they are in another world. They are not in the world of the African people. No, because they come here and kill us. By the hundreds, by the thousands. They come here and kill us off. They don't think of us of anything. Why are we doing with white people here talking like, oh, America is theirs? Then ask them, what species are they of? You see what I mean? You Google and you see them tell you all kind of crap. You see what I mean? because they don't want it to be known that they, you know, I mean, push them. I mean, yes, I mean, come on, isn't it easy for you to ask them, you know, I mean, what did you establish as civilized life 100,000 years ago? The World History Book is saying so here that you were making stone tools. That's what it says. You can talk as much about when you stop making stone tools, but you know, you are not a history book. You're not a timekeeper on what happened. The World History Textbook has dominion. You see what I mean? And we are here only want cars to drive and a place to live or and stuff like that. Now, you know what? America is not belonging to white sodomite fucking idiots. Grudgeful. They kill our civilized prospect by raping our ancestors. The thing is, our ancestors are a species. That's what the World History Textbook says. Homo sapiens. The entire history of humanity runs from hominid to Homo sapiens. And out of Homo sapiens species came Neanderthal. Homo sapiens, Neanderthals. They did not talk. They were not perfect human beings, but they were the third elevation of humanity, development. That's right. And that's where the hybrid came from. They came out of that Homo sapiens species. These hominid ape-like species, Homo erectus, is nothing to us. We are not from their species. We are in the same human kind classification. We have the same classification as being human-like. But then when we get to the highest level of human development, it's the second species, the Homo sapien. And the first species defile the Homo sapien species. There are two subgroups. Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens, the first civilized human being. So now they come now and turn around everything like not true, but I keep on reading this and tell you. I keep on telling you where civilized human beings started, and if you don't want to hear it, if you don't want to admire it and reverence it, it's up to you. It's the reason why these white people are going to take AD and Adamani. And what have they done to the African people? What have they not done? Can you tell me? It takes a higher force to drive them back to where they come from. It takes the truth. And it takes people who are willing to stand up and demonstrate the truth. These people don't have nothing that they bring forward to us from Europe 1.5 million years up there. And prior to that, they were in Africa. They don't leave anything in Africa when they migrate left out. No, because they could only make stone tool and light a fire. Now, we don't have anything in Europe that we come and inherit from them, but look at what they do. And they have to, like, rape our species to start talking and all that kind of stuff. They are hiding that. They are hiding that. Can't hide no more. Now, I tell you, the real history says The gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. It's not talking about that. You're not talking about white people. They're still fucking ass, man. Come on. They're making laws for two men to marry each other. We could never come from their species. We're not of their species. Okay? And it's like, we can't handle them. It's not because we cannot handle them. It's just that we are not making any efforts at all. But time always mature things. So, just understand that these white people are not into what, when we are talking about civility, and if you begin to talk like that, they run from you. As long as you're not, talking, garbles. It says, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens to South Africa, they went, right? And they spread out all over the world, making up pyramids and a whole bunch of stuff. So see if this is telling you what the situation is. And what are we doing with these sodomites running the world? No, if we just live the truth, let the fire burn them, out from our territory. All of the what they make up and say, Trump Tower and this and that and all over the place. Now, there is the power of the gods, and it is here with us in our blood. If they can do what they do by fucking raping off our Homo sapien subgroups, if they destroy us to be what they are with their churches and all this kind of stuff and take over of education institution, healthcare and stuff like that, put you on synthetic drug and not on herbal. Imagine all these things. And we let them get away with it. Well, now is the time to really, drive them. They don't have nothing to defend themselves because all of the lies that they tell already cannot help them. They don't have anything. Their power is in our ignorance, the ignorance that we have towards the old establishment of history. That's why these folks are where you see them here among us today, walking with their fucking dogs, okay? The women and all of them, fuck their dogs, and they want a place like America to show it off. You understand that? That's what is happening. And if you think America is big enough to hold us and them, that's not true. It's not them. It's not them. It's not on this turf. Not on this continent. The Elohim people settle. Okay? Now, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, civilized human beings. Human being civilization flourish. Flourish. But they take it over. How is it flourishing now? Well, I am representing this. I am representing this. And I am not looking behind me. I'm not looking behind me because, these white sodomite fuckers, everywhere we go, it's not one, it's not two, it's not three places, bro. Okay? Oh. And if you want to tell me that they are civilized with Christmas and all this kind of stuff, a Jesus that you can't find. I mean, nothing at all that they are using can be found. But they make up because Africa, you know, agree with them for do what they want for do. Really? Really? So therefore, not unless we are going to prove that not even Africa will get these people what they want anymore. You see? Is that we are going to come to the realization of the truth, and they, on the force that the Elohim God put inside of us, they cannot stand up to it. They could have the last $1 billion. You know, look, there is nothing that these sodomites have that can stop them, you know, from go back where they come from. The world will mock them. The world will scoff at them because of what they have done to the planet and to the people. And now, the worst of it is that they used to praise the gods, but now they scoff at the gods. Because they take the praise and glory for everything on the planet is theirs, fucking ass, uncivilized, criminal from birth 3 million or more ago. And they know that they don't do anything here besides rape people and kill people. They know that. But you see, the time would come. And now it goes on to say, as revolutionary advances in heart. They take a ball out. That is theirs. Yeah. But look at the time that I'm pointing out to you, where they don't have anything to show. Not even, I don't know what they had to light a fire, but they find a way to light a fire. Right? And make stone tools. We don't have anything else that they were able to do, right? So nothing was not going to happen to them unless they were going to fuck Homo sapiens, okay? So white people are the next species, the Homo sapien, that caused them to start look like, look above. You know, they're looking like Neanderthals who have good looks. And you see them today, they don't have the monkey kind of face, the flat face, man of Kenya face no more. You see what I mean? So now, we're not looking on the same Homo erectus or hominid because they interbreed with our race. Species, if not the race, but our species, they come in. Well, yes, can't separate that. They come in and defile our species and our race. Right? They come in and mingle with our blood and start talking to where a lot of us under them as far as intellectualism is concerned. I don't say more than us all. No. No, I'm not saying that. Because there are too many things that they cannot touch. The things that we are capable of, they cannot touch it. You see what I mean? They don't have the depth of civilized people. That's why they kill civilized people. You see? And when they try to go off into certain kind of things, they begin to get pushed back. They try to say, we are alone in the world to make sodomite rule on the world, on the planet. And they try to go up to Mars and they get slapped. You see, they're not going to stop doing things because they want pure sodomite to be on planet Earth. That's why the Bible has codes in there that will not bring anybody hope of glory like they think. And Jesus Christ died for your sin. That plan about die for your sin is a hoax. 100% hoax. So white people, the reason why they are here is because they interbreed and serious brain hemorrhage on African people. We are just barely walking along and stuff like that. But the best of the African people them are working for these sodomite white folks. You see what I mean? So there has to be a time for recovery where African people come to themselves. And so the truth is told here. Science, as revolutionary science in art, science and thought swept through the inhabited world, right? This is exactly what civilization brought and flourished. Revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. We did it, not them. And you go through back in the early BC, when you have the emergence of civilization at the river valley of Mesopotamia, India, and China. And you will see, after it explains how civilization are being built, big civilization, no more village life, big civilization, the gods promoted the hybrid people who is able to make life manifest in a civilized sense. While these sodomites are up there in Europe, still fucking ass and making stone tools. Okay? Now, the Bronze Age draw near. You see, when we began to manifest the human ability, the civilized human's ability to do things like we see the world operating right now. The world could not operate on a civilized level unless we had iron. Because the amount of things that we do that need iron, they could not have it over 3.5 million years. White people couldn't have iron to make industrial establishment. They couldn't. And now we are here, and we started in Asia first, you know, to put out bronze. And that's when they come in and start, since now they do the interbreeding and begin to have themselves. That's where things begin to happen for them. And they continue the interbreeding of Yamnaya culture until this is where they start to hold their own, until they come down to 609 BC. And Africa tell them whatever they talk about, but imagine that these white people turn the world's first criminals, right? Killers. Now, why did they turn world power and not Africa? Why? Why they become world power and not Africa? To where they are dominating every African country with their superpower ability? But look where they start. Removing a king in Italy? That is to show you from that point, you can see in the vernacular that Africa, step aside. And these fucking ass had free reign. So they're going to make A.B. Anadamani. They're going to make, Christianity uncover the world. They already, who is it? What's his name? In the library in Egypt that they burnt down. And who did they charge for burning down the place? Caesar Augustus burned down the greatest library established on earth at that time. Right? And all these things happen, and they are very, very, these white people, they have a lot of pump with their sodomy, and they're proud of their sodomy. They're proud of their sodomy, okay? And while you see them drawing a lot of African people to become sodomites, you can isolate the African people then which are in sodomite. You're not a part of them because it's not because them have nature to be sodomite, but no, it's because these white sodomites took our wealth. Once Africa and them, make a deal and they were free to do whatever they want to do with the world, whichever they please. This is what began to happen down into poverty and make they are the ones who started the revolutionary advances, in science and stuff like that. This is what began to happen. Whatever violation that they committed, whether they kill or steal, Africa was not going to say anything. Haven't you seen that to be true? Haven't you seen that to be true? You can sit there, right, and don't say nothing, but if you don't do anything, something is going to do you. You see what I mean? Because you can't say you can't be bothered with it, because all you need to do is learn the truth and position yourself as a civilized person. You going to church is not a civilized thing. This Jesus stuff is not no civilized thing. That God in the Bible is no civilized thing. Okay? They know how to plan things on how to pressure African people who don't have the right thing to say in anything. You see what I mean? Whatever we know and what we can do, they are able to smother it. So the money that they are spending is not theirs. Not one dust a dime is there in what they do. They come here, and they come here with nothing, and that's what they say. It's on record. And now it goes on that all these things, science and thought, swept through the inhabited world, and they are taking credit for it. Instead, we stand up and stand against and withdraw from their church. We need to understand the history that is not in the Bible. And these people want to turn us into sodomites, if you don't know. All right. And they, behind the gods who came here and do all of these things, as I am saying it, you can see it. So they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, when I say that to African people, you think one of them would take up the phone and call me? Oh no, these people would have hit me like a crow long time ago if I was not for real. I am for real. And prove that I really don't need nobody as bodyguard. You look at Farrakhan when he's preaching in his church. Look how many men stand around him. You know, when people in the audience should be able to see a good view of Farrakhan in his church. No, only few people can see him, or if he kind of move away or sometimes. But you see three big giant of a black man standing around. What do you think they might do up there? A guard him. Guard. Because all of what he's saying, he don't have the glow. He doesn't have the glow of civilized truth because he's a Jesus believer. How can you believe in Jesus and you are a civilized man? You don't do that. In this extraordinary, extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, author, renowned author, Etchasis author, Zachariah Sitchin, draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization millennia past. It sound like a lie to you? Pinpointing with astonishing accuracy. Tell it to me. The tumultuous beginning, because it was a hard piece of job to be done. The gods who came here and dredged four rivers in Africa? That's serious, serious stuff. Yes. Astonishing accuracy. The tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods. A lot of people laugh after you when you say gods because they are far from coming to the realization of what the gods is. They're the Elohims, the Anunnaki, the people come here. Go read about them in history. It's not Bible stories. Okay? These sodomites tell African people to do anything because they find out they push us away from realizing, understanding, and knowledge. You see what I mean? So now, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friend, when I tell you about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, you're talking about the kingdom of fucking ass, where you have a scissor coming from hominid to Homo erectus, and until this day they carry over their lust for a man asshole. Okay? Why civilized people accept that? And they look at us and say we are not human beings. Oh no, shame. Shame on us. Shame on us. My friends, you know what? It's about time for me to go to my next phase. And now, but I just want to play you this tune, though. I have to play you this tune before I go further. Let's see. It so happens that I said, yes, but let me see, E, F, G. Okay, that's right. I think I have found it now.
That's right. Fools die for want of wisdom, my friend. And I'm going to give you the melody now. Listen to the lyrics. Peter Touch.
But fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Okay, now you've heard the tune, right? And I know people are out there, people are listening to me, you know. People are listening to me, but for some reason, they don't want to come forward because they're afraid of the terror of the sodomites. They have gone too far, but they have not gone too far to be destroyed. You know, to just decimate, and their presence is no more. I mean, I'm not talking about bring in a harmony or nothing like that. That's not what I'm talking about, because the power from an eye is a power that don't deal with, you know, these kind of development that, you know, we start to make, or the Bronze Age and these weapons and stuff like that. You know what I mean? The gods exist long time. You know, they will bring down fire and brimstone by just knowing their science, right? And that's what we are. We are the offspring that they create with their blood, man. It wasn't people who go into bed and fuck and get us. They use the extraction, DNA fertilization in vitro. That's the way we were created. You don't want to accept that and think like, oh, people can only come about by sex. No. I mean, you can, yeah, they have sperm banks and everything here that you can go get a baby, you know, conceive without two people having sex, because the substance is inside that when you have sex, that's what this thrill of sex is, and what people cannot do without this thrill of sex. But my friends, people are having sex all around the clock, and they're not having, they're, you know, and don't consume no baby at all, man. people are taking, I mean, like birth control pills and stuff like that, because all they want is sexual gratification. That's not the way we were created. Fertilization in vitro in glasso. What I wanted you to know is that in the world, something has happened. Why we have white people say they are ruling. You know, I come to myself, and when I come out of the ignorance of thought that infected my brain from I was young growing up into my adult life, I am shocked when I come to see what the real world is. And these people who said they are ruling the world, I am shocked. Very shocked. And now, when I tell you that the church is established, you know, coming from 100,000 years ago, from these people, I show you that they never spoke, right? And you're probably having a problem with it because you are infected with the church believing syndrome. You don't understand words outside the Bible where you believe. But if you are to work in, when you work in esoterical fields, law, educational institution or health institutions, and you're doing those work, you can't read those material that they use to establish those business. You can't read those things like you read the Bible and believe stuff where no go so. No. If you notice, any job you work and collecting a salary, you have to read. You can't read there like you read that you read the Bible and people, a preacher or the minister, a preacher, and saying, hey, amen. It's not the same way. The same English word then that you, whether if it is English, you know, your church is running by. These people set up the church for you to just believe what you read. Because the foundation of what you're reading in the Bible is an unknown. It's a spiritual notion. It's not something that they can show you. It exists like Adam and Eve in a garden. This is the place where it happened. In history, you don't have that problem. And the thing is that you rather believe what the Bible says and you don't have any knowledge of it than to read prehistory that tells you where the gods were and how they come to create. Now, when you read about the four rivers in Africa, you read that in Genesis. You think a spirit god excavate those rivers, you know. That's what these sodomite fucking ass white people, that's what they're putting us to do it. And you're talking about from the top up, from the Pope right down to the president or government, governors or whatever they are, Congress people. That's what they have us believe in. You see, and they make it be like anybody can believe whatever they want, because you can't pin anybody down in the church on anything, because it's something that you must believe. You see, but underneath the skirt, you see what I mean? They are sodomites. You see? And they make you a tire like, okay, church is a good place, and you're praising God and stuff like that. No, go so. Okay? I'm showing you, they have an agenda. White people have an agenda. You see? So when they don't agree for the government to treat black people a certain way, some of them don't agree that we should be treated a certain way, but they agree with the policy of the government, which is based upon, you know, lies about creation and human creation. You see, They don't have nothing against the God of the Bible, because that is what white people philosophy is based on. So they, some of them don't agree for us to be treated the way, you know, the rest of their culture come here and treat us and take control. A lot of them, not for that. But you don't hear them give against Jesus, nor against the God of the Bible commandment from. They think that, you know, it's good to worship God, and like, that's where the cloak is, right? But what I am trying to tell you, when these people come to America, listen to what they say. The Puritan Christian agenda, one of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origin. Now, this is the opening of their article. This is an article that is called True Discipleship. Now, they make up the church and set it up this way now, my friends. Church don't have no civilized beginning, you see. But the interbreed that they interbreed, oh, that, you know, this came about, and it's like there's nothing like it. These people over the past 3.5 million years did not have clothes like you see them wear today. Like, they will show the picture of Jesus, and they never make clothes. They never have clothes. Okay? And look at them, the way they attire. But more and more, you see, they are wearing what is called European attire. Jacket, a tie, a shirt, you know, and uniform. Like, you know, I mean, it become universal. You see what I mean? Ever started the jacket and tie thing, they did something for real, because, you know, I mean, almost every nation, I think even the Indians, they probably go under the European jacket and tie. I don't know who started it, if a European or is African people, I don't know. However, it's the material, the clothes, when I'm using cotton and all that kind of thing. Look, they come to America and make a fortune out of cotton and things like that. This is my thing. This is the way you catch people when I'm lying. How, since we came out of Africa and settled down, it took them hundreds of thousands of years to come and say and move us out of, invade us, and talk about imperial colonialism. Why take them so long? Because they had to interbreed and set themselves up and go out on mission and then go set up a thing with Africa, right? And whatever, Africa is getting money from them to do what they are doing, okay? So what I'm saying to you, the agenda that these white people is under, since them can talk, after 3.5 million years ago, they want the world for themselves. And that's why they have, they burn the civilized books, the library and stuff like that, that belongs to hundreds of thousands of years of knowledge that the gods establish here on earth. They decide to reverse the whole thing if you don't understand that. The Bible is not about trying to save you, because nothing exists before Christ about Adam and Eve in a garden. Nothing. That is not a historic story. So if you look on them now, Jehovah's Witness and all these kind of people, these people are fucking ass lovers. Okay? So all you see, they are behaving diverse and stuff like that. Go to the beginning of where they come from, and you'll find out they are not who they are pretending to be, because they never have clothing. They never fix their hair or nothing like that. And they get looks from Neanderthals anyway. Things where we supposed to know about them and don't start envy them for what them have, because them learn and steal and kill. You see? The African people to be who they are. So now that they can write Bible and make up stories and stuff, that's what they do. They make God out of, anything they want to make God out of and sell it to the black people then and make it seem like, oh, this is the real world. And you don't care about BC history. You don't care about the history before our time. And knowing that civilization start in the world before we came here. And that's the history that are there for us to read. We're not going to know. But we allow them to come and begin to make up all kind of a church and institution and go out and evangelize. See what they're saying? We don't know anything about their evangelization. And they come in like it, oh, we were lacking that all the time, and they come with it. If you don't read on our foundation of where we're coming from, you won't make well. So this is what they're saying. They're coming to, after they destroy many of our settlements, they are coming to America, and this is what they're coming with. And they're lying. Like, we were always, Christians. And this is something they make up. It's not for us. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage. Puritan. Who is our... them call themselves Puritans as the most influential reformation. The Sodomy Reformation. That's what the Bible is, a reformation book. Tradition shaping American culture. So they are reversing our polytheism way of life, heterosexual, to their sodomite homosexual. That's what they are converting us to. And don't you see black people begin to take it on? Because what? The balance of wealth, energy, they have turned it against black people. And black people are pressured to go off into a different thinking. They don't know nothing about their own indigenous beginning at all. Okay? So the diaspora thing is something that we must understand. Who we are, where we are, and where our mind is supposed to be set. So they are telling you now that their Christianity it was always in America. That's wrong. Africa should be here long. No, these things would never exist if Africa was being a government to us. All right. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage. Faggot heritage, that's what they're talking about. As the most influential, faggot, fucking batty, as the most influential tradition shaping American culture that is not sodomite. If it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish true Christianity, and what is true Christianity? Fucking ass first. Truly established Christian cultural principles. What is that cultural principle? It's sodomite way of life. Yamnaya culture, which is fucking ass. Obama make law to fuck ass. Marry man and man fucking each other. And woman and woman. That's what you can do in America today. Okay? We don't want that here no more. ASAP, leave. You see what I mean? Leave. Or the EF tornadoes is coming for you. Okay? Now, if you know what I mean, well, you know what it means. So it goes on. If it, all right, so they're telling you if those who came here first didn't set a good example. You know, he said Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural. And you don't know what Christianity is. It's a sodomite thing at the root. You read that in the World History textbook to know they are homosexual. I mean, who established church? That they didn't establish Christian cultural principles. You know what I mean? I mean, listen, my friends. You don't read and don't know what you're thinking, okay? You ought to know that. It's something that we're supposed to know. We're supposed to know this. You hear me tell you? We need education in these things. All right. So dear, it is, I'm telling you what they do, right? But later on, this is something that is most essential for us to know. It's what they have done to us, right? For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. What God? The Old Testament Bible with them, right? And we think that belongs to us. History is ours. Bible is theirs. And they fuck our species and kill our brain cells that today we are worshipping their sodomite established evangelism, right? Now, Captain John Mason declared God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them making them as a fiery oven. The Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies. Converting the pagans to God was acceptable to the pagan, to the sodomite. Killing us is acceptable. You understand that? That's what AD and Adaman is for, to kill us and say they have law. Okay? What I'm telling you, if you don't, you know, it's not believing, if you don't identify it as true, well, you will be controlled by them, you know, and you will be slaughtered, and, you know, they say their gods tell them to do it, all right? Converting the pagans to God was acceptable to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also, you should read this document here, right? The title of it is True Discipleship. Go for True Discipleship. And you can also Google the Puritans' Christian Agenda. You can also get it from here too. But this is like become subtopic to the True Discipleship. Okay? True discipleship is really what heads this document, okay? You should, because, my friends, there are too many things going wrong in the world, and we don't have a hands-on knowledge of what to do with it. All right, so, let me go to my next portion of the show, right? Elohim created us in their image and likeness. Could that be possible in the Bible that we read? as Christians? Elohim created us in their image and likeness. Elohim is a plural word, meaning many of the God species. They are not human species. They are gods. Okay? So that's why these creatures are a god, singular, a god. They are deities. They are called Anunnakis, quite a few, you know, dignified name titles. Right? So the Elohim created us in their image and likeness. Did or can you see any sense in reading what is in the Christian Bible that God, you know, created man in his own image and likeness, and that is a God that cannot even tell you which piece of geography he created Adam and Eve? So these sodomite white people write these things, and that's what we are believing. Christian God, no image or likeness. Yamnaya culture must evacuate back to uncivilized Europe. Right? The title. This is the title. All right. The devastation is so severe across such an expanse that we will not know toll of the southern and midwestern tornadoes. This is about 3 weeks ago up in Kentucky there. Starting the night of December 10th, at least 59 twisters carved through 10 states. Really? I thought it was 6. A swarm you wouldn't expect 2 weeks before, right? So he's saying, he said, a swarm you would not expect 2 weeks before winter. It says, okay. We spent the last several days in Kentucky, where it was still strangely warm, and questions of climate and questions of climate change are being asked. Yeah, they want to blame it on climate change. Lie. Climate is always changing. I mean, throughout the year, right? A different climate we experience. So when you see something abnormal happening, you want to think, well, oh, we need to do something to climate change? Not Nagasa. These sodomites are destroying our planet as they destroy the civilized people, if you don't know that. We spent the answers about the climate change aren't clear. Really, it will never be clear unless you read history and know, you know, what civilization is like and what these uncivilized white people are doing to the world. But we do know what we saw is real. That's right, rear. Yeah, and let them fool you about climate change. The storm threw down one twister that caught a path of destruction of more than 160 miles. Right? So, one twister do all that, like preemptive strike, clean up the way, clear the way for the rest to come and do the rest. So he says, one meteorologist we talk with call that tornado the beast. Now, do you see a pattern in this? Do you think wind just blow like that? Well, my friends, the beast. No, they're calling it a beast, but it's not a beast. It's because it is destroying sodomite people and what they say they possess. They don't possess nothing. Imagine, of course, look, the hurricane or that experience is not being respected, you know. Because these people who say they're government and stuff like that, they only prepare for to take money and go rebuild. They don't look at the message that they are getting. All that rises from a leveled landscape are bonfires of memories. On the record form, on the record form in Western Kentucky, they burn what they couldn't save from the two-story Rick home that seemed unshakable on that foundation down there on the right, and the garage by its side. Scott Pelley, your neighbor shot a video of the tornado. Sean Rickard, yes, sir. Huh. Their neighbor turned his phone towards the Rickard cattle farm and framed lightning catching history. Sean Rickard, been viewed many times on Facebook. I believe video is basically as it's hitting the ground. That's the beast. That's the beast. That's the beast, they call him. He says, that's the beast. So our video is basically as it's eating the farm. All right. That is the beast. Mm-hmm. A mile wide. Imagine that. Spinning counterclockwise around 190 miles an hour. Do you understand that? Does race car go that fast? Sean and Mindy record, bolted for the church. What? Scott Petty, why did you go to the church? Why not stay in your brick home? Let me want to say, Sean Rickard, I guess the good Lord told us to leave and we left. Go to the church. We left. He was taking care of us. I cannot tell you other than that. I didn't know. Seems likely, had they stayed, they would have been among the. They would have been among at least 90 dead. No one remaining. So maybe their church that they go to was speared. Yes, so they live to tell the tales. Will they get the message though? Because they are saved, the message is no less exactly what it is intended. Nobody remember that this country was, like I just read a while ago, savagely, the residents savagely killed for them to come here and talk about they are Americans. Nobody don't really understand the history and the people who live here before the Sodomite Europeans come here, what they say about their lives and even tornadoes. And you'll get a good sense that what you're saying, you white people are being targeted. Okay? It's not our fault. We never call you here. And when you come here, they never have anything. Right? Two loads of them come here. One 1610, and the other one comes 1620. I think that's what it is. Okay? And if you don't know, escalation of tornadoes, at the proportion that we have it right now, tornadoes, you know, I mean, in this proportion, this is like the first time I've ever heard, like, almost 59 almost 60 tornadoes touched down. And the first one, they say, hit and cut the path almost 200 miles. And the rest came and do their thing. You see what I mean? If that was not a calculated act of the gods, then what else really is? You think because the gods, they are not here on earth, they have no concern about you? They invest more in the world here nobody else ever did. They have investment of labor here on earth. And if you think you're going to come here with your sodomites and your churches, I'm telling you, no, get out. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And the things that I have said, I say a multitude of things. And it's all to, like, have a view of where we are coming from with authentic history. That not your reading in Bible and church is going to help you in any kind of way. Europeans must go back where they come from. There's no joke about that. And we will end it right here and look forward to the next edition. You take good care of yourself. Is what you become is what you become. And if you don't follow the precept of civilization, well, you will find wrath, more wrath than you can stand. And if you were speared one time, you don't get the message. You know, I mean, it is not
it is not expected that the next time you will be spared. You don't heed and you don't respect life and the gods that give us information and tell us. They tell us, as we are taught, I get the message because I've read it, that it says this. This is what it says. Under the emergence of civilization, where the culture is exclusively African hybrid, and it says, in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. Now, it is clear from all the illustrations of history, Europeans and African hybrid people don't live across the line from each other. African territory is different from European territories. It's different from Asia. Africa is Africa. Okay? And therefore, white people are in Europe and over in Asia 1.5 million years, right? We don't find them with anything that is civilized, not even a word of language they didn't have. They make stone tools. So therefore, they are not a part of our culture. Whatever happened in history is something for us to pay, to respect and live accordingly. You don't have any right among Africans. All right? And it tells, as we have seen early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence, and it never include anything of white people in Europe. Yes, a new form, because we were in villages, and now we are up here in a new form, a complex new form of existence called civilization came into being. Listen, it is not to be shared with white people, because we know the reason why they come here and sharing it with us is because they fuck our species. Two subgroups. That's what they do. This is why we are having the problem. No talking serpent at all. And then it comes down to rise of cities, growth of government, and tell you exactly about the new social structure of African people. When we commit our transgression and bring these sodomites in, and Africa is over there, shut their mouth and leave us to perish instead of lead us into lamentation and repentance. No, they go gone in their cave over there. They don't care about nothing. And we out here, you know, after we are ravaged by these sodomites, we don't have no sense. Now they can live into luxury and everything, and we don't have anything. That is the state. But now the gods tell us what to do, and it is left on record, everything. And it says, the role of religion, important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Our own existence.
and the workings of the forces of nature. That's the tornado that you're seeing there. It's the workings of the forces of nature. If you think it's for us, we've done some wrong, and we must fix that wrong. Now, I am fixing that wrong, right? Everybody must learn to turn around. You don't turn around to white people and their faggot want to turn us into fucking ass. That's not what we are supposed to do. That makes things worse. Reform yourself to what the gods tell us to do. It says, we must follow our existence and know that they stand for the workings of the forces of nature. Yield to them, not to these fucking honest white people with their AD Anadamani. So, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And thus, a new social structure, a new social structure began, okay? And when writing began, it's not with the white people. It's not with them. They want the world to think that it's them. Come on! All right. I think they probably will record the rest of what I say. Take good care and see you on the next edition.